Hey friends, it's Friday, and we're moving right along through Acts. I can't believe we're already 11 chapters in. So Acts chapter 11 today, I had told you yesterday that Peter had gone to this guy's house named Cornelius, and he had baptized all these people, many of whom, or most of whom, were not Jewish. And he had eaten food, or decided it was okay to eat food that the Old Testament said was not okay for Jews to eat. And God had shown him that he had come for everyone, not just the Jews. So in verses 1 through 3, we see the reaction of the other disciples. It says, "The apostles and the brothers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers," that's the Jews, "criticized him and said, 'You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them.'" Well, Peter explains himself to them and talks about the vision he had had, the message from the Lord that they were not bound by the Old Testament dietary laws anymore. He explains the cool interaction that he had had with Cornelius and his family and friends, and this justification that he gives to the apostles and other believers was enough. If we look in verse 18, it says, "When they heard this," the other apostles, "they had no further objections and praised God, saying, 'So then, God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life. And so even God wants to save the non-Jews. Now remember that when Stephen the martyr was killed, do you remember Christians were scattered all over from this persecution? Well, those who were displaced in other cities had begun also to tell non-Jews the message of Jesus as well. And more people come to Christ. We meet Barnabas, a faithful encourager. Barnabas goes to Tarsus. Remember where Saul was from? Tarsus. And that's where he's at. And he found Paul. And for a year, they taught together in a town called Antioch. And Antioch, it tells us, is the first place where the believers were called Christians. Isn't this fun? We see the word of God spreading like a wildfire. In verse 21, it says, "A great number of people believed and turned to the Lord." 3 verses later, another circumstance, another person, this is Barnabas, "and a great number of people were brought to the Lord." This was a movement. So, do you think that there are movements today that can still happen of people? Do you think there are awakenings of people spiritually that can still happen in great numbers of people turning to the Lord? I think we can look at the world today and so easily become discouraged. I'm so guilty of that. This world is going to hell fast. Morals are disintegrating culturally before our eyes. Things the Bible says are sin are accepted as good, even by people who call themselves followers of Jesus. Well, I believe that so many people right now are searching for something. They're in your workplace, those people. They're at your favorite restaurant. They're serving your meals. They're checking you out at the store. They're teaching your kids and coaching your kids. People are hungry. You know, when my wife and I are trying to decide where we're going to eat out, when it's a time we're going to eat out, one of the questions we ask each other is, well, what are you hungry for? Because we can never decide. I know many of you can relate to that. Well, what are you hungry for? I don't know. I don't know what I'm hungry for. Well, I think there's a lot of people spiritually who are in that same boat. They know they're hungry for something. They just don't know what they're hungry for. And it's Jesus. And he's the only one that can fill them up. And here's the thing. He wants to use us to make him look good? Are you making Jesus look good, or are you blending in a little too much? We are called to be set apart so that others take notice. I'll see you on Monday.